Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, and we're celebrating for a festival called Black and Loud Festival. The Crocodile, Jack Daniels present, and Dice Lab. Black and Loud Music Festival 2023 featuring Nick West, Big Joni, Pleasure Venom, April and Vista, The Obelums.
The OBGMs.
OBGMs, King Youngblood, Beverly Crusher, Down North, Rudy Love in the Encore, the Maya Experience, so many more. This is an all-day festival going down Saturday, September 23rd, featuring all three stages at the Crocodile. KISW is helping to promote this, and we have one of the bands. It's one of the top-billed bands on this flyer, Down North, in studio now, here on Loud and Local. What's up, guys?
What's good?
What is
going down?
So we also got Cameron from King Youngblood. He's one of the people that is putting on Black and Loud Festival. This is kind of his baby.
Well, this is
me and Anthony's baby.
Yeah.
Me and
Anthony's baby. Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
We're the founders.
Yeah.
That's cool. Founding five.
But I am so stoked to be here. I am especially excited to talk about Black and Loud. So I'm gonna just sit my rump in the back until it is ready to speak on that.
Sounds good. Right on. Okay, so Down North, tell me a little bit about you guys and, you know, the backstory of Down North, guys.
Well, Down North.
Introduce yourself first and tell us what you do in the band. Sorry about that.
I'm Anthony Briscoe, a.k.a. your old cousin, a.k.a. the biggest, the baggest, the biggest, the best.
The toe tappiness.
A.k.a. front man's extraordinaire.
Wow.
I'm the front man of the band.
Yo. Oh, snap. You're never gonna live that down.
Niggas, baggers, toe taggers.
Fix it in post.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I play bass.
Nice.
Nice job, Brandon.
Are you the biggest baggedest?
I can't claim the fame on that. Sorry.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. What's up, man?
I'm Mr. Conrad Real. Just a drummer. Nothing special over here.
Okay. Cap.
Cap.
That's not true because Filthy's Eternal was downstairs geeking out about this guy over here. So I'm pretty sure we got a rock star in the building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Conrad is no joke.
Yeah. So All right, man. Well, are we missing any members?
Yeah, we're missing our he had a really medical scare.
Wow.
Last week. He was touch and go. You know, we could have lost him. So,
wow.
Yeah. Keep his recovery in your prayers and all that jazz.
What's his name?
Nicholas Quiller.
Nicholas Quiller, okay.
He's the nastiest string slinger I've ever seen, too.
He plays a seven string. That's how nasty he is. Okay.
He plays seven. Yeah.
I have to go home and practice.
Yes.
So, Down North. Tell me a little bit about the origin story of that band.
So, I am not the original singer of Down North. I am the third.
If you look at the history,
yeah,
we started out as like a completely different band and morphed totally into different. Another band, and we just carry on. And what is now Down North? I could say we're about like
I've been with the band since 2008. So I'm the only one who actually released the song, but still, I'm the third one.
Yeah, Down North is basically this.
Yes.
We've been grinding the sax for a long time.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, so how'd y'all meet?
Craigslist.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Classic.
That's right.
Friendster.
Back in the
day. No, I was, I started out as a hip-hop producer.
Okay.
And I worked with, from Fayetteville North, Fort Liberty. It used to be Fort Bragg, but, we don't break traders. I was, with Ninth Wonder.
Wow.
Irv Ford, Rick Marvel, and just making, Dosage. I was making beats and all that stuff. And my idea was, which is crazy, I saw like the Kanye West documentary, and he had kind of the same idea too. He wanted to get like live bands in and just have them play like samples, and then he would cut those up. So that was kind of what my idea was.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wrote this long list of things that I was looking for in a band. I wanted a bass player to play like this. I wanted a drummer to play like this and all that stuff. And then Brandon happened to see the listing that I put on Craigslist, and he hit me up and said, hey, we need a singer. And I was like, okay. Because I used to tour with this band called Who's Bad. It's like a Michael Jackson cover band. I toured with them for a little bit. So I was like, let's try that. And when we first... I was just sitting down. They had a show that y'all had like already booked.
I don't even quite recall.
Yeah.
We were kind of, testing the waters, and it was kind of like, you survive as like a big band with like multiple instruments. It's like you're gigging out of town and doing stuff, and it was just like you're testing the wingers and stuff. And Anthony walked in, basically picked up the microphone, and we just started rocking. And it's, I think.
But I most of the time sat down. The whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I just sat down the whole, still during the practice. But, shut up. Practices, I really wasn't doing anything.
Nobody's gonna accuse you otherwise.
Yeah. And I was just sitting down, and
I love you, bro.
I know. they were like, so, how do you perform and all that stuff? And then I was like, oh, I'm just writing the songs in my head, and then I was like rearranging kind of how it
looked.
And then on some of the songs, and then I got on stage, and he wasn't expected for me to do all that movement. He was like, whoa. And so it kind of like
natural front man.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I grew up watching Michael, James Brown,
Prince,
all those type of performers.
Yeah.
And it's all about, to me, like, I feel like if you spend your hard-earned money to come see us, then, you got to get your money's worth. Money ain't coming too easy to everybody like that.
Yeah.
So, when they do spend their money to come see us, I want to give them their money's worth. And, we're strong on performance. So that's our main thing is, hit it as hard as we can.
That's awesome. So, okay, right on. So natural then. Just like,
yeah, I mean,
just fit.
And then
but that was a while ago, right? That was what, 2008 you said?
Yeah, that was 2008, and then Nick came in.
Yeah.
and our original guitar player bounced. Nick came in, and then
we started touring quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, what it was is we started getting traction outside of Seattle. And
that's the way it happens, right?
You know, as we were doing it, we were getting bigger shows out of town. And when we come back here, it was kind of like a, like we'd either miss out what we wanted to do, or it was like, seemed like we were getting better opportunities out of town. So we just kept
touring. You're starting to get a lot of love outside of the city.
Well, but you're also clawing at trying to, like, how do you hit home? And it's the best way we could do it was just play our asses off. And I mean, and like he was saying, performance was key. Caught the room day one and just blew our minds. And we were like, all right.
Let's
and
do this.
He was like, this is the key to unlock things. And
that's it.
Yeah, this way things... I mean, you can see a difference between a band who's up there killing it and a band who's, you know, getting through it. And, you know, we've had our setbacks, you know, is between, you know, getting to where we want to be, but we know what we can do. So it's a pretty awesome thing to, like, see other bands in the city. We got King Youngblood in the house.
Yes.
They destroy. So it's like Beverly Crusher, destroy. You know, it's, like, really cool to see. Like this lineup we got coming up here, we're super stoked about it. And, you know, our story is just a part of the creation of music and our relationship to each other in that process.
So see, that you kind of touch on an interesting thing there is, like, there's a couple different things here, right? So, like, a band could either, you know, really, you know, create this, like, swell in their community and become, like, this, like, instant hit at hometown, or they could go out and make it outside of the city, and sometimes it's their own hometown who's the last to really show them love.
You're never a prophet in your hometown.
Right? Because, you know, everyone just knows you as the local guys, but then you come back and then you become undeniable.
You were bringing up earlier, like you were saying, name your, like, influences or favorite artists from Seattle, and
he ain't got to that question yet.
If we haven't gotten there, like if you think about, and you think about Jimi Hendrix, he was from here, but he didn't feel the love from here, and he had to, like,
go to UK,
he
go
did
to
all
Europe.
Sorts of stuff before that, playing with, like, Turner and all, like Little Richard and everything else that he did. You know, it was in New York. He was, you know, he traveled, he did things, and it wasn't until he was with the right people, given the right opportunities.
And I'm going to be that guy.
And they shined, you know? And then everybody from here is super proud of him, and for rightly so, but at the same time.
And then they're like, we were with you since day one. Yeah. You're like, no, you weren't.
But you know what? But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Like, have you ever seen the Wheatles Groove documentary?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, music that just did not
cooking
get
bag,
a,
right?
Yeah,
cooking bag
that did not get a lot of love, and that were doing a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah,
but you know, couldn't break that barrier to move on and go to the next step for various reasons. You know, we talk about Tina Bell. We talk, you know, there's so many stories and
image.
Yeah, there's so many stories that you know we want to break that mold. It's, you know, that's why, you know, when me and Cam was talking about Black and Loud, where were we playing was it Tree Fort?
No, it was Dough Bay Festival.
Dough Bay Festival. Okay, yeah.
Dough Bay Festival.
Yeah, we was at the Dough Bay Festival and I was ranting. I do that a lot.
You wasn't ranting, bro. You was preaching.
Okay, but I was upset because I hurt my foot and I was tired.
Sometimes right, maybe you was ranting. Yeah.
So yeah, and it was more about because I was like, y'all want to know the truth or y'all want to know the pretty picture or the pretty picture? Which one y'all want to know? I'll ask that before we edit.
Tell me the truth, man.
Okay.
We're here for the truth, bro.
All right. Well, the truth was, I just saw a lineup. I won't name the artists, but they were throwing a festival. And what I saw was that all of the artists were playing, you know, how can I put it? Black music, right? R&B, soul, all that stuff. But all the heads were not black. Like, none of the artists in the whole thing, but all of it was black artists. Mm-hmm. I mean, black music.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it was white people playing black music.
Yeah, and which I'm totally fine with. I'm not saying that, but what one thing that kind of irks me, and I kept seeing a trend over and over again, is they wanted the black sound, so they'll get the black musicians, they'll get the black bass player, they get the choir in the background, and make sure they're wearing black in the back so you can't see them. Mm-hmm. But there was none of us in front of, you know, singing.
It was always a support role.
It's always a support role. And I was like, you know, I loved, we tried to reach out to the Afropunk.
Yeah.
And say, like, hey, can y'all bring one over here? Because I think, you know, there's a lot of dope black artists, and I think that there's something there for it. And their ask is there any black folks here?
Which is real, especially in the Pacific Northwest.
And it's just like Minneapolis at the time. People didn't know that there was black folks there. They didn't, you know, they didn't think of that, you know. So it understandably so, they were like, well, is there a market there? And, you know, so it was like, I was going to real talk. I when I saw that lineup, I was kind of upset. So I like wrote this scathing.
Did your foot still hurt?
Yeah, well, yeah. But that's what I was doing. I was thinking, I was writing this scathing like post, and I was about to press send, but something said, you know what, let me let somebody else who looks like me read this to get another idea. So I sent it out to a couple of people, and I also sent it out to Cameron. Mm-hmm. And I was, he was right there next to me. I was like, hey, read this. And he read it, and while he said that, Tiffany Wilson, who's also playing at the festival, she called me up and she was like, boo, you know, instead of you going to send this out, because I do that a lot, I'll send something out and then I have to, you know,
clean it up.
Emotional. But she was like, you know, instead of, you know, pointing out the problem, be part of the solution.
Yeah.
Right. And then it was like all of a sudden he came and said the same, like they both were saying the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, why don't, you know, let's, what is your vision? And I was like, well, I want this thing. I want, you know, to make sure that, you know, there's a platform for artists that don't normally get the platform out here. There's a lot of dope alternative artists and a lot of dope rock artists that don't get the love out here. A-Ron's getting it now.
Yeah.
You know.
But he had to slog for 30 years.
Well, first off, that's his original drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the way. Yeah. Conrad was the way. So I ain't hating, but I'll just say it. we know the struggle. We saw from A to B what it took. You know, and there's other artists who are like that, who are around here. And, you know, you got the Black Ends. You have the Bones.
Yep.
You know, like I said, Tina Bell earlier, you know, who did not get the recognition. And it's hard to break out of here, you know. So we wanted to just, like, highlight that, but in an inclusive way.
Totally. Yeah.
So we're not saying
Before you even start, you know I'm gonna go in. The way that we talk about Black and Loud, and, you know, especially celebrating that it's second year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about it as what it is, a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebration.
It's a celebration of black fronted bands that everybody is invited to.
Yeah.
You know, for us, when Anthony and I were first kind of talking through the idea and kind of getting our head around it, it was very focused on that shared community experience of what we were talking about earlier of, like, you know, you can be in Seattle and not find the same community, but for black folks and especially alternative black folks, that is even more difficult.
Yeah. Add Tezza Talks. She's killing it too.
Yeah. And same kind of round.
I asked her, can you play? Yeah, I would love her to play the third one.
Yeah,
well, come on, I'm planting.
But, you know, it's like, it's a very real thing of feeling that disconnect from kind of being in an ocean. Yeah. And, you know, for us, we recognized that there were so many different people really experiencing that same thing and wanting to do something about it.
Yeah.
In the same realm of, like, you know, for at least speaking similarly from King Youngblood's experience of, like, us getting on the out on the road made a big difference for coming home and having more legitimacy, I think, is a good way to put it.
Yep.
But
the same thing that happened with us.
What really I think took it over the edge though was matching that same kind of energy of just like, okay, then we'll build it.
Yeah.
You know, of
it's like super punk, right?
It is.
It's just like, you're just like, oh, well, this doesn't exist. Well, DIY. Then let's make it. Let's just do it. Know?
And
just
it's,
do it.
And
yeah. Start today.
And I have to make sure I give flowers where it is due. You know, this is the second year that Jack Daniels has signed on.
I was just about to say that because.
To support us. And they've shown just incredible support, especially from, you know, we went from LTD, you know, the parking lot out there where they throw Three Mont Fridays, and we brought in a real authentic stage sound, all that, to now taking over three stages over at the Crocodile. And so the ante has been incredibly up.
Yeah.
I also want to make sure I give flowers to a person that has really just been spearheading all of Black and Loud. That's our manager, Laura Lavi. She's been connecting every single element from sponsorships to logistics to making sure that Anthony and I are on top of our stuff, and just
you come after her, you come after me.
Come on. So it's a very
warning shot.
It's a very big team effort, and one that I think, at least speaking for myself, I'm incredibly proud that the community aspect that went into why we started this festival is exactly the same energy that's actually making it happen in the first place.
Yeah.
So one thing that you said, shout out to Laura Lavi, is is I follow this account on Instagram called The Rocket 90s.
Okay.
It's an old music magazine from the 90s called The Rocket. It was the music magazine here in Seattle, pre-Stranger. And I saw there was a flyer for the Rock Candy. Pearl Jam was on there. And then Laura Lavi was
Laura
on
Lavi.
There too. Yeah. So she was down there, you know, playing, you know, the rock shows back in the 90s.
She's making music again, man. She's working on a new album.
So you got some strong, you know, some really good, you know, base of someone who's been in that Northwest music scene.
She is no BS, man. Yeah. There's not a realm of the music industry she has not touched, from being an artist to being a producer to being a curator, just a venue owner, all across the board. So it's, for us especially, like, I think it's also been a really big kind of emphasis, as well as she's not Black and she's supporting us very strongly. And that's, I think, piece especially to make sure we highlight, is that this is a celebration that everyone is invited to. Because we are celebrating Black fronted bands, and that is a non-exclusive club. Yeah. Come celebrate. You invited.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think the one thing is I want to point out, because, like, we were really hands-on in picking a lot of the bands, and we really wanted, you know, showman, because I'm big about showmanship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, if you can't put on a show, I don't want you on that stage.
Come on.
Yeah. So you're going to see some of the best bands, you know, actually crazy, because, like, Nick, before she tried out for Prince, she actually was, because we were in the flux of trying to have Brandon go on guitar like he was today. Or because he plays bass, and have him on guitar, and we would look. I was happened to run across her.
Wow!
And she was in the on the bus and everything, and I was like, "Yeah, come try out for us. Come try out. You know, we're looking for
to ask her that at the
fest, we're bro. Gonna have. I'm oh, going man. To bring all this back.
That's
up.
Amazing.
And then literally, the day that she went out to go meet Prince, she was supposed to be coming to us, and I could not get in contact with her. I was like, yeah, it's good. So then, like, 2-3 days later, she was like, yeah,
kind of fell into something else. It's
but she was like, she couldn't tell me what it was. She was like, I signed this. She signed this NDA, so she couldn't say this. All she said was, he played the hell out of my bass. That's all she said. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm seeing a lot of threads of continuity right now.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, cool. I hope that's what's up. And then Nick came back, and, you know, the rest is history. But it's just like, you know, see this thing going. I kept saying, like, last year, I was like, can we get Nick West? can I open before her?
And I mean, another show person is freaking Big Joni, you know?
Big Joni, man. I remember the first time I actually got put onto them was from their KXP in studio.
Yep.
And I just remember it was one of those yeah, see, you know,
that's my song.
It was one of those moments where it was like watching that felt like the perfect depiction, I think, of what is so important in supporting Black artists. It was like, this is not only incredibly punk, but also honest and direct and, you know, authentic. And I feel like those are all things that we really focus on with curating this festival of, like, how do we not just put on for the folks in our community, but folks across the country.
Yeah.
You know, especially since we had some more support from the Crocodile, from Jack Daniels and from Dice Lab this year. You know, we had an opportunity to expand this.
Make it as big as possible.
Exactly.
Man.
And especially because, you know, what's going on in Seattle is not isolated for Black alternative community. It's across the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is time we're getting a chance to bring Black and Loud outside of just Seattle. The day after, we're doing a Black and Loud in Portland too at the Washington Theater.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
because I mean, I always envision having something like a traveling show.
Yeah,
like
when we
this.
First talked about that, that was like, what if we had an Afropunk on the road?
Yeah,
like
that. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be epic, and then we can highlight other bands in other cities. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, was it Blake Shelton?
Black Shelton.
Black Shelton. I said Blake Shelton.
And the American Dream.
Yeah, Black Shelton and the American Dream out of Portland. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, highlighting every time we go to a city, highlighting that. You know, I would.
That's so cool.
My dream, he's wearing the shirt and he actually opened for them.
Mm-hmm.
But my dream is to, for like, have somebody like them.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I know. We're working on it. Mm-hmm. Them and A Living Color. Both of them as co-headliners of Black and Loud Tour. I'm speaking
talk
into
about
existence.
Foundational.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking it to existence.
I mean, literally like opened, like literally pioneers opening the gate for Black alternative music.
And then if you add, you know, Mother's. See, ooh. I'm going. If people real ones know
I
that.
I feel like you have like a. I feel like you have like a Pepe Sylvia level like shrine in your house of connecting different dots.
It's, If we
he's already curating for Black and Loud 12. Yes. We're on 2.
Yes.
Mm.
You know what's funny?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
I actually played with the guitar player from Living Color.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
so awesome.
That feels like I'm not surprised. You know,
that's so cool.
You're all deaf,
and, but also
and
like
Fishbone.
And I just want to point out one thing that and it's just the support, and that is like when we were first talking about this, and we was like kicking ideas. I was like, you know, who would like sponsor something like this? And we literally like. We just put out like make a little quick little presentation, like a little PowerPoint.
Like a little deck.
It was like a real quick 5 seconds thing, and we just sent it out to him. And I happened just Googled the LinkedIn and looked at the I went, okay, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't even an hour that they hit us back.
Yeah. You're
talking about Jack Daniels?
Yeah. Wow. They hit us back, and we was like. That worked.
Yeah.
That was too easy. And but they have been great partners in helping us open up certain doors.
So cool.
Yeah. So they're not just they've been a real partnership, and we're
awesome.
Really digging them being our sponsor and our headline sponsor,
and so hands on too. You know, I'm doing the production management for the fest, and when we first did the walkthrough at the venue, Jack Daniels was like, hey, like, can we send somebody out there to like come share some ideas and like how we can help activate the space and how to best support you? And it was just like one of those things where, you know, I think when people think about like sponsorships, there's this idea of like quote unquote selling out.
Sure.
But
I'm cashing in.
But I have to say, man, it's like, you know, there is a very real authenticity behind the support that Jack Daniels has shown us.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference, especially like we're Black. So we really know the difference between folks being like, oh, that's cool. Let us slap our name on it.
Yeah.
Versus like, hey, what you're doing is important. How do we help?
Yeah.
And Jack Daniels has just been incredibly helpful and supportive. And
like giving all these artists a voice to be able to do this, and us, you know, to be able to keep, you know, looking towards the future.
Yeah,
you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're excited about this partnership, and
we're carrying it forward, man.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. Celebration.
Celebrate.
You know, so We're excited about Black and Loud this year, and we just hope, not hope, everybody come out.
Come on.
I ain't hoping for nothing. I need y'all to come on out.
Grab those tickets.
Those tickets.
Music starts at 6:30 p.m. It's 21 and over. Saturday, September 23rd, live at the Crocodile. Doors at 5 p.m. We have a lineup featuring Nick West, Big Joni, Pleasure Venom, April and Vista, the OBGMs. Yep. King Youngblood, Beverly Crusher, and Down North, Rudy Love and the Encore, the Maya Experience, Nobi in the Force, so many more. It's an all-day thing. We got DJ sets. We got MCs. We got a special Jack Daniels VIP tasting.
And for the first time ever, we have the Black and Loud Cypher.
Okay.
We're bringing in Lived. King Naj, Nathan Zonga, and Matundo, and they're going to be sharing, dropping verses with a live band right behind them for the first time this year.
Yeah. Nice. And you're going to be doing Seattle and Portland, so it's going to be the 23rd. We're going to go into a song here by Down North. This is what you can expect to hear from their live performance. We're going to go into something you guys want to say about this before we jump in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Spotlight is about... I happen to see there's another black band, front-fronted band, was Bare Axe.
Yes.
Which, Shayna
Shepherd
was the head singer. And the first time I saw them perform, in my head, you deserve a spotlight.
Yeah.
That came in my head, and I wrote that down. And now it's our opening set, like her performance. And that's the whole thing. We inspire each other.
Yeah.
Us other artists inspire each other to write and create. So this song was a dedication to her.
Well, that's awesome. All right. It's Spotlight. You can catch them live at Black and Loud. And this is Down North. It's Loud and Local here on KISW.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
you ready? Cause it's your time. Are you ready for your breakout pain? Well, this yours, baby, can't you see me?
Spotlight here by Down North. You can catch them at Black and Loud Festival that's going down Saturday, September 23rd at the Crocodile. Three stages, so many artists. Go to blackandloudfest.com to secure your tickets. Bring you and bring the whole family.
You well, can see. I mean, you got to be 21.
Yeah, you got to be 21. So maybe Jack not the baby.
Leave little Johnny at home.
Exactly. So the whole 21 and over family.
Yeah.
So, okay, what are some sets you guys are looking forward to at this one?
Nick West.
I'm sorry. I have to say, I have been waiting almost 5 years to see the OBGMs.
Oh yeah,
okay.
They're an Afropunk band from Toronto. It was super funny because Dens, their frontman, and I first connected actually during Chop and. Yeah. For him, he was experiencing a lot of very similar things in Toronto, being a black alternative band, and stumbled upon us, I think, from a Seattle Times article, and reached out, and we just kept trading stories over Instagram, just talking about different, and completely out of the blue, like I'd never heard of or I'd never met the man or anything like that. I'd only heard of the band a couple of times, it just went from like a cold DM to like a very genuine friendship to authentically sharing the same support to keep pushing. Because especially when you're in that ocean sometimes, man, it is a challenge to remember that there's still wind in your sails.
Yeah.
And having just like, that random connection and that random reminder blossom into something now where we really get to share the stage. All I'm saying is like, I have no reservations or censorship in mind with saying when we came up with the schedule, I made sure that King Youngblood and the OBGMs were not playing at the same time.
Okay. Sounds good. How about you guys? Anyone else? Nick West, you're looking forward to?
I mean, everybody on there is handpicked.
Yeah.
Tiffany Wilson, like I said, she was one of the people that had a talk to her. When I was doing my rant, you know. So to have her, it's full circles, to have her have a spot was very, very special. I mean,
King Youngblood.
Yeah, King Youngblood.
Oh, stop it.
I'm waiting for y'all to. I'm waiting. Already Cadillac. Was that Cadillac?
Cried in my Cadillac.
I cried in my Cadillac. That's my song.
That's a shout out to Stu.
Oh, that's my dude.
That's our dude, Stu, on the drums, rocking with you guys.
Yeah. They're y'all new drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Conrad's fill-in. And,
which is funny because...
That's where we met.
Because the same day that we first had that first conversation that became Black and Loud was also a day that Paul, our King Youngblood's new drummer, was filling in for you guys at Dobe. And it just the way that the world works is beautiful. Yeah. Keep going. Talk about the bands you want to see.
All of them, man.
Yeah.
I'm hyped beyond belief, and to be a part of this show is going to be sick. So, I mean, but I love our show. We play with Beverly Crusher.
Oh, yeah, nice. Beverly Crusher. Oh, man.
It's going to be pretty sick.
So thinking back to that original, you know, kind of that rant you were talking about, that you know, the kind of what became the kind of the seed of what grew into Black and Loud, right? Mm-hmm. So like thinking back to that, how good did it feel last year to see this coming to fruition? Like it must have been a really special moment.
You know, Ernie Ashwood, he put it best. He was like, I didn't know I needed that until
it happened.
Like he was like, he really needed that moment. You know, he needed to see that in a festival that had that, and it really spoke to him. And I think, you know, it made me happy when he said, this is exactly what I was talking about. This is exactly what I wanted to see, because you don't realize that you need community, and then, you know, that you have community. You don't realize that how many of y'all are there or have the same struggles and have the same fights, and that you're trying to say the same thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize that he had other people that were watching. And we're like, yo, we love you. And it all, you know, there's just something about the community that was there that night that he was like, I needed that. Yeah. Didn't realize. And then, you know, after all the stuff that was happening for the years, and then this was like a good, you know, joyous moment. It wasn't it was a joyous moment where we got to say what we wanted to say, and everybody had a good time at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's most of the time, you know, when everybody get a chance to say what they want to say, there's, you know, Molotov cocktails being somewhere. So.
Sure.
But this one wasn't.
Or on the flip side, everybody's saying what they want to say and everybody missing the point.
Exactly. And everybody got the point. Everybody had a good time. It was all love. It was all different type of races in the crowd. Yeah. Everybody had a great time. And everybody was dancing. It was just great. And from the beginning of the day, you know, people, a lot of people were telling me, Pat, on that corner, you know, because they saw the Black and Loud posters. And they thought it was going to, they thought it was going to be like, you know, Fremont Fridays type thing.
Yeah.
You know, is that kind of, they have like a DIY type thing.
Yeah.
You know, so they
shout out Marshall.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be on the plane this year too.
Marshall Lobby.
Yeah. And, you know, they were able to, during the COVID time, really get that community and stuff up.
Yeah.
So, but when they walked past that corner and they saw that, you know, that stage.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And it was like put together, and it was pro sound and everything. And it had the little canopies and stuff like that up with the Black and Loud. Everybody who was part of it, especially who was local, didn't think we was going there.
Yeah.
They thought, oh, we're going to have like, you know, a little thing. No, they were like, ooh.
And all right.
All that, and all that can be said for is Miss Laura.
Yeah. Laura Lavi.
Laura Lavi. She's the one who opened those doors, because she's like, no, there's no half-stepping. When you put your name behind something, you got to do it 100%.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% with that.
And frankly, it's like, you know, but it's a very real thing that I've really noticed too, of like, I've had too many moments where I've noticed that in curation teams of festivals, or even from personal experiences playing shows with King Youngblood, that unintentionally or intentionally or whatever, intention matters less than impact in this. But there's been less of a importance in professionally supporting Black creatives in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to point out without being the angry Black man.
Yeah.
But it's something that we always are able to recognize and sniff out. And it was something that Laura really pushed for off jump of like, no, like if we're having this, we're going to do it correctly. Yeah. Because that's how you're supposed.
And then there's something that has to be said about, because how can I put this? Because I said this last year and I want to keep iterating it till it changes.
Mm.
And that is the insurance.
Yeah.
When we were trying to go for the insurance at the time.
Oh, yeah. The festival insurance.
Yeah. The festival insurance. I've talked to other people who've gotten insurance and their insurance was not as high mm-hmm. as ours was. And they're like, you know, hip hop, rock.
You're Black.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah. The price of the insurance for the event went skyrocketing when they heard
I think it was
they saw the name.
I think it was quadruple.
Yeah.
At least in comparison with like, you know, we AB'd with other festivals sure. similar sizes. When we made the first proposal to them, and it was just one of those things where it was like, damn, y'all saying the quiet part out loud. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And wow. it really, that's why you don't see certain things.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm
there's so much behind the scenes that yeah. like
that logistics are much mm-hmm. more difficult when you actually try to actually make it happen your first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of unknown. I mean, you gotta expect bumps.
And it showcases the systemic side of this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so, you know, I will keep until that changes. You know, because. Until I see that change, I'm going to keep speaking out about that because mm-hmm. that should not have been
not at all
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, we push through.
We still push through. You
know? And it's happening. I mean, it's the second year, dude. Yeah. It's only going to get bigger.
Yeah, yeah. We ain't stopping.
Yeah.
You know, we just said that, hey, it costs this much that year, but let's not have the same price. Yesterday's price be today's price.
Yeah.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Exactly. So let's change.
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, man. So. prove it, mm-hmm. dude. Be be unstoppable and be, you know, just can do it, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'll bleep myself.
My boy.
So again, Black and Loud Music Festival going down Saturday, September 23rd. Three stages at the Crocodile this year, man.
Three.
We got a bunch of, like you said, Jack Daniels, KISW, The Rock, Dice Lab. We got Gear Guard, DPL.
Mm-hmm, by DPL.
DPL, Jack Maller, Windermere Real Estate, and man. So you guys are doing it big, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Kev. Appreciate it, man.
You know, this is a Northwest-focused show, so let's go around the room. Tell me what your favorite Northwest artists or bands of all time are, man. And let's start with you, dude.
I'm going to say the Black and White Affair and Tina Bell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, out the gate with that. Now I have to go last. I'm going to have to think of an answer to keep up with you.
But right. Seriously, like when it comes to, you know, Wheedle's Groove.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need everybody to watch that documentary. You know, that's that.
Look how Kenny G was a part of that.
Yes.
Well, yes. Kenny G was with it.
Yes,
man.
Yes,
he was with it.
You know? He was a G.
He was really about
so
it.
So awesome.
Oh, I guess I'm going to spoil this. I don't know. I'm going to say Soundgarden.
Yeah, man. Incredible, dude.
I definitely feel like throughout my life, they've always been in my playlist, and I can't.
Yes.
I don't know. They only did a small amount of releases in my mind.
But they're all great.
They're all great. So,
yeah. Conrad.
Well, the list is long. Well,
the list is pretty long.
But we're here all night, baby.
Well, in that case.
Nah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Mm. Jimmy the Hendrix.
Yes.
I'm also a fan of The Way.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Hey, man. I love him. Nah, A-Rod's a homie. Yeah, every time I see him, I'm like, yeah, man. We're...
You know what? Just because you said that, I'm going to say my OG, my mentor, Jones.
Yeah, there we go.
I am so glad.
A-Rod's the homie.
I had a conversation with him the other day that just lit my world up. I've been doing some writing with him for the next King Youngblood album, and he was talking about, like, how
you know, he'll get these messages every once in a while from folks that's just like, wow, ever since you made it big, you done sold out, da da da. And his response back was like, oh, so you liked me more when I was broke, when I couldn't afford, when I was like literally scrapping, that's when you liked me. Okay, great, cool. Thanks.
For the grind.
Yeah, I love all of it.
That's my guy.
I'm loving all of it.
Hold up there.
That's the homie. That's the homie.
Damn.
Yeah, I love messing with him. I was like, yeah, man. The way, man. I love the way. I just always mess up. I love the way, bro.
I do not condone this behavior.
No, he really is the homie.
It's
like one of the people.
Saying that though.
Yeah, one of the people who, when I first got here, and I saw them perform when he was at the Can Can.
Yes.
Deep cut.
Him and Conrad and Andre.
DeAndre.
Yeah, it was. Forgot the D. My bad. DeAndre. Him and DeAndre, when they were playing, you know, at the Can Can, it was like on Tuesdays.
Yep.
And they were killing it, you know. And I instantly became a fan, you know. And then that same year, you know, they went from playing the Can Can, playing Bumper Shoot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he had to leave. And do other things. He was a guitar player. I think a quick stint. He was a guitar player for Janelle Monáe. Yep.
Mm.
You know,
I'm going and seeing them tomorrow.
Oh, Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
So
shout out Black and Loud 32.
Yeah,
there we go.
I want 32. yo. Real talk. Yay, I saw Janelle Monáe.
Okay.
Back in 2008 at what was that? South by Southwest.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Man, I saw that and I was an instant fan. Yeah,
Now that we're talking like absolute dream artist,
God.
Who would be like the dream artist to play Black and Loud?
I'm gonna say a left field idea. I wanna see Death Grips play Black and Loud.
Oh! Yeah.
I wanna see Death Grips play Black and Loud.
Yes!
I wanna see them play like a secret show in like a 400 capacity room. I want nobody to know until like an hour before they're supposed to go on.
I want a Black and Loud South by Southwest curated.
Stop it.
It's a curated slot where that's actually put by. That's what I want.
That would
and
be awesome.
I want Death Grips to play that show. Mm-hmm. And then I want
I was going to say Thundercat. Man.
Thundercat.
Yeah, man.
I want to get a DeLorean and I want to go back to 1981 and I want to go to Washington D.C. and get Bad Brains and bring them back.
Yes.
When they were doing backflips on stage.
I want headliner. Mother's Finest.
Ooh, yeah.
Mother's Finest. Really, I saw
Hold
the
on,
1970.
Let me get my notes app out.
I saw the 1979 or 8 Rockaplas, which that's a dream of mine to play Rockaplas. But I saw their performance and it literally changed how I perform. Like, I saw that performance and I was like, oh, we're going back to the drawing board. Cause like our music changed after I seen it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how I want the show to be. That's how she's performing. Like her performance has done more influence to Down North than Michael Jackson, James Brown, and all them.
Whoa.
Like people really don't like.
And you be spinning too.
Yeah. Like her performance influenced Rick James' performance. A lot of people saw that performance. It was like, oh. And they didn't get their flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would love to have Black and Loud and have them. I was trying to shoot for to have them for this one.
Mm-hmm.
I got two.
Yeah.
Who?
One of them could be interesting. Victor Wooten.
Yo,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Gary Clark Jr.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about P-Funk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw them when they were in town.
I know the drummer for them right now.
Let's go.
That's my guy.
Yeah. Fishbone. Mm. That's a given. Living Color. Living Color and Fishbone as a co-headliners for a moving tour.
You guys know Tosin Abasi from Animals
Is
Leaders?
Animals
Is
Yo, that was my next one.
Yeah.
I want to give you some insider information, Kevin.
Okay.
Actually, two of the bands that we shot for, but they were unavailable, was Animals Is Leaders.
Oh, hold up. No, wait. Hold up. Yeah, bruh,
I can't spoil this.
Bruh,
I want to so
bruh,
bad.
Bruh, hold up.
Uh-huh.
Hold up. I got to record this part because if Nick hears this, if Nick is going to kill me. So I'm Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Say
okay.
that again.
He's got the camera. So this is
Cider.
But I'm letting you know now because the lineup for the festival is already out.
Yeah.
We had two bands that we had reached out to that were unavailable, but we were shooting for this year. And that was Animals as Leaders and Seven Dust.
Seven Dust and Animals as Leaders.
That would be sick.
Basically all that to say we would have had a clinic and then we would have had history.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Man.
They would have schooled everybody. Yes. Like, this is how it should be done.
There's a killer hardcore band, Zulu, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Zulu and Soul Glow. They were playing too soon, but we did reach out to them, too.
Man. Like, I want this festival.
But people don't know there's so many.
But the thing is, I want this festival to rival, and not in, in a good way.
Yeah.
Where we can partner up or something like that with Afropunk. Like, this is, I want this to people to be like, oh,
man,
y'all were able to get this lineup. Like, I wanted to just get better and better and better and, you know, get more people to come in. And like, if y'all show up, we'll have a dope festival from now. I mean, if everybody goes and get their tickets, you're only supporting what this could be. Yeah. We got, it's like, you know, what's that $6 million man? You know, we have the
technology
to get in contact with
them. I didn't even think of Seven Dust, man. You're ahead of it, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Conrad has it in addition.
I got one more name.
Drum roll, please.
Eric Gales.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I want, I want Aaron to be in the next one.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Happen. Let's make it happen. Yeah.
Yo.
Let's do it.
We're just celebrating the music we love and the artists that, you know, make it happen. I think being a part of this is just, again, it's an honor. It's just, it's what we live for.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are going to have a really good time. Everybody who came last year was like, they were like, yo, this was the best festival of the year. Like, I'm saying what they said. And I got video proof.
We got the Yelp review on deck.
Yep. You know, they were like, this lineup was, they weren't expecting this lineup. They're like, everybody performed.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, there was no dead performances, and that's how it's going to be this year. There's not going to be not one dead performance. You're going to come at 6 o'clock, you're going to be entertained. You ain't going to want to miss a band. You're like, man, I should have ate beforehand. I'm fasting today.
Yeah.
I'm fasting today because I can't stop.
Listen, you're all I'm doing is drinking Jack Daniels.
Yeah, all you're doing is drinking a Jack Daniels, man.
Responsibly.
Yeah, exactly.
Responsibly. Well, they sell pizza at the Crocodile, right?
There you go.
Much more than just pizza now.
Oh, no, okay. You can eat at...
They got a fire poutine, actually.
Ooh, all right.
Poutine. Poutine.
Oh, again, I'm
gonna put you on, brother. Saturday, September 23rd, live at the Crocodile. We got Black and Loud. Artists, and the band that we're talking to right now is Down North. We're going to end with Living in... Any final words before we jump into this?
That song?
Let's talk about it. Yeah, anything you want, man.
All right, that particular song, Living in My Radio, it's about, you know, like all these songs like Jesse's Girl and Foxy Lady, Stacy's Mom. You don't know their names, the women's names. What if all those women was the same woman? And there was a backup singer who everybody was in love with, or like Betty Davis.
Yeah.
That everybody like went out with and, you know, wrote songs about. They was their muse. And I was like, you know, let's write a song about the mystery muse. Yeah. And that's what the song Living in My Radio is about, you know, muses, and she's living in my radio. So
I like it, man. That's cool. Again, Black and Loud, words about Black and Loud before we jump into the song.
Say it loud. Come on.
Yeah. I'd just like to say, just on behalf of everybody, a part of the team putting this on, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, this is as much a celebration as it is a focus on highlighting community. And I think that those things are really important, not just to make sure, you know, being intentional, but making sure it's accessible too.
Totally.
Also, I want to give flowers to this radio station, because y'all really came to us and was like, hey, we want to, you know, I guess some of y'all saw last year's and what was put on, and was like, well, hey, we want to be part of this. We want to help highlight these artists. So we really appreciate y'all and helping us with a voice.
Big ups to KISW 99.9 to rock.
Let's go.
Word to mother.
There we go. It's Living in My Radio down north. Catch them at Black and Loud Festival on the 23rd at the Crocodile. Get your tickets now. KISW Loud and Local. Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.